Hey, this is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of April 1st, as prepared by Steve Suman. I would say mud season's definitely on us. There are all kinds of trail users out there in the world, and we are all stymied right now. Mostly, I like to run on trails, and even that is a bad idea until things firm up. So if you love your trails, as I do, let's give them a break. We're still looking at early to mid-May for all the trails to open up. That includes everything from Canvas Single Track to the Berkey Trail to ATV trails. You can find trail conditions reports for any kind of trail, including trail opening announcements, at haywardlakes.com. The Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame will host a memorial service and Terry Peterson Memorial fundraiser at the hall on Friday, May 3rd, from noon to 2 p.m. From 3 to 7 p.m., Angler's Haven Resort will host a celebration dinner and fundraiser. They'll have raffles, prizes, and more. Tickets are $100 for this fundraiser. They go on sale April 1st. There are only 75 tickets available. You can purchase them online or donate. The address is www.terrypetersonff.com. That's TerryPetersonFF.com. The Wild Rivers chapter of Trout Unlimited will host a Hayward Fish Expo this Saturday, April 6th, from noon to 5 at Flat Creek Lodge. This family-friendly event includes demonstrations, kids' events, exhibits, raffles, silent auctions, live auction for guide trips, fishing equipment, and more. For more information, visit www.wrtu.org, which stands for Wild Rivers Trout Unlimited.org. The DNR has closed the Northern Zone River Otter trapping season as of midnight April 1st. They project that trappers will reach the harvest quota of 2,500 river otters within the week, so it is closed. Regulations initially said the season would run through April 30th or until harvest reached the quota, so that's what happened. If you want more information, go to the DNR's Fur Bearer webpage. The 2024 DNR annual spring hearing in-person session for Sawyer County will be at Winter High School Monday, April 8th. It starts at 6 p.m. If you can't attend but you still want to take part, online participation is open from noon, April 10th through noon, April 13th. For more information and to see resources for the hearing, go to the DNR's website and search Spring Hearings. Well, as far as fishing report goes, here's all I got. Anglers should note regulation changes to some Sawyer County waters in 2024. As of April 1st, panfish bag limits on Osprey and Island Lakes are now 15 total, with no more than 5 of any one species. That's in effect year-round. Moose Lake panfish limits are now a daily bag limit of 5, with only one greater than 12 inches. The northern pike daily bag limit changes to 10 fish and no minimum length on the Chippewa Flowage and Lacuna Ray, Spider, and Tiger Cat chains of lakes. That's as part of their pike improvement project. Look for new signage regarding these limits at the boat landings, and if you have any questions, you can email Max Walter, fisheries biologist. His email address is max.walter, W-O-L-T-E-R, at wisconsin.gov. Here are a few events you and I ought to keep in mind. The Brule River is open for fishing downstream from Highway 2. That started, on March 30th. On March 31st, your annual hunting and fishing license for last year expired, as did many boat registrations. Boat registrations are good for a 3-year period. But when they do expire, it's always on March 31st. So check to make sure yours is current. Elk Management Plan Open House at the Veterans Community Center. That was yesterday, April 4th. April 8th, total solar eclipse will cross North America. I'm sure you've heard all about that. You want to know more? Google it yourself. There will be a virtual Elk Management Plan Open House via Zoom on April 10th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. If you want to participate in feedback regarding the Elk Management Plan, call 715-558-0648 for details. Let's see, the Spring Youth Turkey Hunt's coming up April 13th and 14th. On April 15th, mink and muskrat trapping season will close in the North Zone. Also on April 15th, the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame opens for the season. If you want more details, call them 715-634-4440. The North Country ATV Club will be holding a spaghetti feed fundraiser at the Veterans Center on April 20th. It goes from 5 to 9 p.m. For more details, call 715-634-2558. Our next full moon's coming up on April 23rd. Beaver trapping season closes in the Northwest Zone on April 30th. The early inland trout catch and release season will close on May 3rd, and then the general inland game fish season opens on May 4th. Treeland Resorts will hold the Treeland Challenge Bass and Walleye Release Tournament May 9th through the 11th. You can get more information by calling Treeland's at 715-462-3874. Spring turkey season's coming right up. It consists of 6 7-day periods. They run Wednesday through the following Tuesday in 7 different zones. The first period is, of course, the youth hunt on April 13th and 14th. If you have a tag for period A, that is April 17th through the 23rd. Period B is April 24th through the 30th. Period C is May 1st through the 7th. Period D will be May 8th through the 14th. Period E is May 15th through the 21st. And period F is May 22nd through the 28th. That's all I have for now, but I will have more next week. Meanwhile, if you have any questions, give us a call down at the office. The Chamber of Commerce's number is 715-634-8662. And the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau number is 715-634-4801. Have a good week. I'll talk to you next Thursday.